More from the tall trees ahead in the second hour of the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast of WPSU. And near the end of tonight's broadcast, we'll hear just a couple of songs from next month's featured performer, Joe Jenks.
Are there any dog lovers in the audience? I'm vastly outnumbered, aren't I? This is a tale, a sad, sad tale, of a man who learned to like dogs but never loved dogs. And married to a woman who grew up with and loves dogs to death. And two small boys who wanted a puppy. We already had a great big black grumpy dog, half lab, half chow. He loved my wife, and that was all. Boys wanted a dog that would play with them, and that was not the right dog, but she wouldn't get rid of this dog. I went on the road for about 3 weeks, I think, and I came home, and guess what was home? A new dog. Everything that went wrong in my life for the next 6, 8, 9, 10 months, I blamed on that new dog. What can I do but write a song about it? All right, Mr. Nashville.
Well, the horse got out, the well ran dry, the neighbor's cow trampled the garden. Baylor lost a pin barn, roof caved in, the ground is getting harder and harder. The front porch leaks, the back door squeaks, the weeds are choking all the flowers. My shoes are too tight, my hair's not right, kitchen clock is losing its hours. Gonna blame it on the dog, on account of that dog. All because of that dog you brought home last summer. Said we don't need a dog, we don't need another dog. But you brought home a dog, what a bummer. Well, the truck got a flat, can't find a good hat, and my jeans are getting smaller and smaller. Dishwasher broke, no room for my Coke, and the kids are getting taller and taller. The rabbits ate the peas, the grass makes me sneeze, every single car has a dent. If it were up to me, I'd be up in a tree by myself and pay no rent. Gonna blame it on the dog, on account of that dog. All because of that dog you brought home last summer. I said we don't need a dog, we don't need another dog. But you brought home a dog, what a bummer. That dog chewed my shoe, two pillows and a belt and my favorite pair of socks. And it rained on the hay and the cat ran away and the mower ran over the rocks. The new car got old, the bread was full of mold, a hailstone hit me in the eye. Your skirt's too long, my sleeves are too short, someone ate the last piece of the pie. Gonna blame it on a dog, on account of that dog. All because of that dog you brought home last summer. I said we don't need a dog, we don't need another dog, but you brought home a dog, what a bummer. There comes a pitiful part, boys and girls. I twisted my knee, got stung by a bee, fell into the rabbit hole. Summer's too hot, summer's too long, and the kids don't laugh at my jokes. And I sneeze all the time, can't find a good rhyme. Wife claims that I snore. I'm all out of beer, it's cold in here, and there's a puddle on the floor. Gonna blame it on the dog, on account of that dog. All because of that dog you brought home last summer. Said we don't need a dog, we don't need another dog. But you brought home a dog, what a bummer.
one spring, it rained all spring several years ago. And I had the romantic notion that because as a young boy, I helped my grandfather bale hay up in the northern part of Indiana, that when my family and I moved back from Los Angeles, where we'd camped out for about 7 years, that I could be a hay farmer part-time. Crazy idea, wasn't it? You know, if you had anything to do with the hay when you're a kid, you don't want to have anything to do with it when you grow up. So something was wrong with me, but for several years we did that. And it had rained all this spring, and I could not get much hay in at all. We had 3-quarter horses to feed, and we had some neighbors depending on some of our good grass hay square bales. And I had to go looking in the newspaper when winter rolled around to get hay. There was one ad in the paper the day I looked. It said 3 words, hay for sale. And I dialed up the number, and this older gentleman answered the phone. And I said, hello, I need 35 square bales as fast as I can get them. Do you have them? And he said, yeah. I said, well, where do you live? He said, you know where the Edinburgh Outlet Mall is at? And I did. It is the largest outlet mall in the state of Indiana. So he said, well, you got to drive through the parking lot, come around to the back. There's 2 pole barn factories, and there's a dirt lane that runs right between them. Now, I'm the last farm back there. And I went back there, and I met with this old farmer, and took about an hour, hour and a half to load up my truck with his hay. And I got back, and I said to myself, he has told me his whole life story in that hour and a half. It's my job to write it down. This is called So It Goes. You ready, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
So It Goes. My name is Charlie Meyer. Hay is in the barn for 36 years now. I've lived here on this farm. It's time to sell the horse, he said, and I hate to see her go. But there's no one left to ride her, and the grandkids have all grown. Hard to find the help, he said, to do what must be done. And I'd have quit it long ago if it wasn't for my sons. They're 43 and 42. The youngest 41, and they still try and come and help me when the work must be done. So it goes, so it goes. You never know what's coming, might be rain or wind or snow. You wake up in the morning and you bless the things you hold. You never know what's coming. So it goes. Drive around and back her in, and I'll pull the tractor out. One of us will have to climb and throw bales down from the mouth. Used to be all farmland here. It's mostly factories now. Plastic shoes in cardboard boxes beside a rusting plow. It's orchard grass and Timothy, and the bales are nice and tight. It's the second year I've lived out here alone without my wife, and I didn't see it come. It hits me hard sometimes. She packed her bags and walked away on the day that she retired. So it goes, so it goes. You never know what's coming, might be rain or wind or snow. You wake up in the morning and you bless the things you hold. You never know what's coming, so it goes. Thank you.
Well, I got this brace for three cracked ribs and this bandage for my wrist. I fell off the wagon. It could have been a lot worse than this. And I wake up in the morning, hear the ghost train whistle blow. The trains are gone, but the track still runs where the weeds begun to grow. Farming days are over, writing's on the wall. And every year you see more barns lean and gently fall. Walk into the courtroom, the windmill blades turn slow. And like everything you've loved in time, they'll fade away. So it goes, so it goes, so it goes. You never know what's coming, might be rain or wind or snow. You wake up in the morning and you bless the things you hold. You never know what's coming, so it goes. You never know what's coming.
Some of you might have noticed in the hallway that there, nestled next to a lot of CDs, is a book. And the book is called Wilderness Plots, Tales of the Settlement of the American Wilderness Between the Revolutionary War and the Civil War. And there are 50 short stories, one or two pages long, about the settling of the American Midwest, a little bit west of here, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, maybe southern Michigan. And these are all based on kernels of truth. And I found this book in an old used bookstore. It turns out it was written by a friend of mine. It was his very first book. And I picked it up and began reading these tales, bringing these people to life, their stories. And it immediately struck me that these old folk tales could become folk songs. And I picked one of those stories and wrote a song in about a day. And I challenged a group of songwriters in Indiana to get the book and find a story and write a song. And in 2 months, we had 20 songs written from that book. And we began to take that show on the road, Wilderness Plots. And we enlisted the author, and he would come along with us and read parts of the story or the entire story, and we would immediately follow it, either solo or as a band, with the songs we've written from that story. And it was just this wonderful, fascinating creative process. And it's grown and grown. A few years ago, PBS filmed the whole thing, so we also have the DVD of that. Beautiful three-camera shot of that. But it's grown, so about 2 years ago, I enlisted Ben here, and I said, Ben, we're going to do another one of these Wilderness Plots show.
He sat me down.
I said, no, I didn't. Anyway, Ben went through the book and found a story and wrote yet another song. So this thing continues to grow, and you recorded this. This is on your new album.
This is on my new, yeah, so this goes along with the shameless marketing.
There you go.
As well.
Anyway,
yeah.
So Ben's gonna do one of his Wilderness Plots song, but I thought that's sort of an intriguing little story.
Yeah.
And we're both really interested in writing historical kinds of songs based on at least kernels of truth. So,
yeah.
Ben Bedford, everybody.
I'm actually glad Tim decided to talk about that, both from the standpoint, because the book is out there, but also he would explain the whole concept infinitely better than I would. So I wrote a song after reading one of the short stories. It's called The Hermit, and it's kind of about this crazy, or at least people believe him to be, individual sitting up on a bluff top overlooking the Scioto River. Skinny, hairy guy, kind of saw myself in him, so it wasn't too much of a stretch to write a song about it. So this is called Scioto.
Mm-hmm.
I stare at the sun, and I hear the sound of Scioto rolling on through. And the towns, they all slave, new houses they frame every year. The edge of the town, the church bell rings out, wilderland pulls like the moon. Why listen to God? Your silence is all that you hear. Scioto, you're calling me away. Scioto, you're calling me away. The spine of the hills, the black veins of the soil, and the wind through the sycamore leaves. There's paradise here on the limestone back of the land. Sorcerer's calls are all they can hear, and they'd rather quote fables and plead knee deep in the river, old rugged cross on the strand. Scioto, you're calling me. Scioto, you're calling me away. Scioto, I hear your voice o'er the stones. She-wolf sings to the stars. The word that I need is written all over the land. The Shawnee, they knew how to pick up their horns and leave but the trace of a scar by the clearance of timber. I see that fall is at hand. Scioto, you're calling me away. Scioto, you're calling me away.
Well, I know I can speak for all three of us when I say that it's been an absolute pleasure playing for you tonight. Thanks so much for coming out and spending your Saturday evening with us. We're gonna leave you with a song about Jack London, who is one of my favorite writers. It's pretty awesome. Among other things, besides being a world-famous writer, and he was quite famous during his lifetime, he was also a world-famous alcoholic. He was a socialist, and he was the first writer to become a millionaire, and he died broke so I figure he had a pretty good time while he was around. Oh yeah, and we also have, we have a personal connection to Jack London as well. Dietrich, can you tell us what that personal connection is?
He happened to be my great-great-grandmother's boyfriend.
Been too long out to sea, or in the great north weather, with your right hand on a writing pen and a bottle in the other. Steam power will not bring you back, nor intentions are the best, 'cause your body broke in two, and your spirit stood the test. Hard living on the Frisco Bay, there's scoundrels on the briny deep, and the hills are full of gold. Some say you were an SOB, or hard to get along, but even still, I figured you were worth at least a poor man's song. Goodbye, Jack. Welcome home. The angels sing a lullaby. You've been too long alone. Here's the place, you won't go dry. It's somewhere between the Milky Way and the South Pacific sky. Goodbye, Jack. Your soul transcended snowbanks, blizzards, icy brink. Your body stumbled down the street to taverns for a drink. If I listen hard enough, I nearly always hear it. As animal brutality contends with human spirit. Goodbye, Jack. Welcome home. The angels sing a lullaby. You've been too long alone. Here's the place, it won't go dry. It's somewhere between the Milky Way and the South Pacific sky. Goodbye, Jack. Love of life was forfeit when you tried to build that fire. Down from Dawson to the sea with the men of 40 Mile. And the daughter of Aurora's waiting at the rainbow's end. She's calling at the wild with the league of the old men. Goodbye, Jack. Welcome home. Angels sing a lullaby. You've been too long alone. Here's the place, you won't go dry. It's somewhere between the Milky Way and the South Pacific sky. Goodbye, Jack. Thank you.
You're listening to The Tall Trees on the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU, your public radio station. Heard in Dubois at 92.1 and in Huntingdon at 102.5. And near the end of tonight's broadcast, we'll hear just a couple of songs from next month's featured performer, Joe Jenks. Performance today is ahead at 9.
We're not difficult to... Well, thank you very much, everybody. That's awfully kind of you.
Good job.
Thank you. You know, a little positive reinforcement is a good thing. Everybody needs it. The song. It's a bit of a tribute, if you will.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. And I go out all night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. Nothing can take away these blues, 'cause nothing compares to you. It's been so lonely without you here, like a bird without a song. Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, baby, where did we go wrong? I can put my arms around every girl I see. They'd all remind me of you. I went to the doctor and here's what he told me. He said, boy, better try to have some fun no matter what you do. But he's a fool, 'cause nothing compares to you. Thank you. backyard. Dad, when you went away, and I know that living with you is sometimes hard. And I'm willing to give it one more try. Nothing compares to you. Nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
Says folk music isn't a broad umbrella to be able to cover a Prince song. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm going to leave you with a song I wrote. I saw somebody at least is walking around with a little brochure. I lead trips to Ireland. I take about 20 people with me, and their musical tours of Ireland and culture and history and their grand times. And I'm going to go twice next year in May and June. Pick up a brochure and ask me a question about it. This is a song I wrote. It's called The Hungry Grass. I learned that the hungry grass is a phrase that I fell in love with, first of all, before I knew what it meant. But during the Great Famine, the hungry grass was the place, I was told, when a person died during the famine, where they fell to the earth. They called that spot of ground the hungry grass. I said, that's a song. So we're going to leave you with that one. Those of you who've been holding on to your voices, this is an opportunity to join us in the chorus. By the second time around, I hope you have picked it up, okay? We'll leave you with this one. Thanks again so much, everybody. Ready, Mr. Ben?
Yeah.
Ready, Mr. Deeds?
A man stepped up, said, I'd like to sing. He closed his eyes and his voice did ring. His two short canes became his wings, and he soared above old Skibbereen. What can't be seen lies beneath the ground. Sorrows lost cannot be found. Take a short rest before you pass, and may your tears fall on the hungry grass. And may your tears fall on the hungry grass. Tom Gearin walked on crooked knees, one pointed west, one pointed east, and the boy thought lost, a life redeemed. He's the poet now of Skibbereen. What can't be seen lies beneath the ground. Sorrows lost, sorrows cannot be found, cannot be found. Take a short rest, take a short before you pass, before you pass, and may your tears fall on the hungry grass. Tears fall on the hungry Ireland, and the famine stole, then stole again. Ancestors sailed on the crying wind. What can't be seen lies beneath the ground. Sorrow
short rest. Take a short rest before you pass. And may your tears fall on the hungry grass. And may your tears fall on the hungry grass. What can't be seen lies beneath the ground. Sorrows lost cannot be found. And take a short rest before you pass. And may your tears fall on the hungry grass. May your tears fall on the hungry grass.
Thank you all so much.
You've been listening to The Tall Trees, Ben Bedford, Tim Grimm, and Diederik von Wassenaar on the Folk Show Roadshow, recorded at the Center for Well-Being in Lamont by Greg E. Miller. The Tall Trees have left the stage, and we head next to a State College living room to give you a preview of an artist you'll hear next month on the Folk Show Roadshow. Here's Joe Jenks, hosted by Laurel and Andrew Zidney, and recorded by Adam McMillan.
Well, I'm the son of an engineer, and I learned at a very young age that you never ask an engineer how anything works unless you have a long time to wait for the answer. Engineers, being extraordinarily gifted and you know, intelligent and knowledgeable people, are happy to share with you their vast, expansive understanding of the world. But at the ripe age of 5, when I asked my dad how a car works, I think what I wanted to know was how to drive a car. I'm sure I had some caper planned in my mind, but what I asked was literally, how does a car work? And so out came the graph paper and the protractor, the rulers and the stencils and mechanical pencils and compass. And, you know, 2 hours later, he released me from the kitchen table, he having drawn multiple depictions of internal combustion engines, complete with drive shaft and, you know, compression ratios and all kinds of things. And I think it was probably not long after that that I decided I would pursue a career in the arts. But many years later, I decided to write a song in honor of that, you know, sort of strange distance between the engineer and the musician, which in some ways is not really very distant at all. You know, there's a lot of abstract and creative thinking that has to go into problem solving on an engineering level, and while my father and I never saw eye to eye on politics, we did solve many problems together. So I wrote this song in his honor, and I was very pleased that Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, the Car Talk guys, picked this song up and used it for many years on their show. And this is... all the songs I've written that to me are very powerful, significant songs, social commentaries, love songs, historical pieces. This song is the one that most people hear first. This is the one they hear on XM Radio. And thank you, XM Radio. Thank you for that. And it will be better one step higher. I'm driving down the highway and my car begins to shake. I don't know whether I should push the clutch or push the brake. A most peculiar odor comes a-wafting to my nose. Is it a leaky gasket or a radiator hose? And the fluid level's perfect and the temperature seems fine. But suddenly a disconcerting thought runs through my mind. For I know if I should break down in the middle of nowhere, all that I can do is pop the hood and just sit there and stare. Because I'm auto-mechanically declined. Auto-mechanically declined. With an automatic or a stick, either way I'm up a crick. I'm auto-mechanically declined. When I was just a boy, my father sat me on his knee. Explain to me how engines work with great simplicity. A piston, it moves up and down inside a metal tube. All it takes is coolant and a little bit of lube. A gasoline explosion gives us power, gives us sound. In turn rotates the drive shaft and that makes the wheels go round. It's really rather simple, it's not voodoo to the wise. But I still think mechanics are witch doctors in disguise. Because I'm automechanically declined. Automechanically declined. With an automatic or a stick, either way I'm up a crick. I'm automechanically declined. Gas, where to put the wiper fluid, and just where to set my glass. When it comes to troubleshooting, then I call out work for hire. All that I can do is watch for smoke and see what's caught on fire. Because I'm automechanically declined. Automechanically declined. With an automatic or a stick, either way I'm up a creek. I'm auto-mechanically declined. I'm auto-mechanically declined. I'm auto-mechanically declined. Distant lands, the timbers tossed with hopeful hearts and calloused hands, reach toward the light, the torch held high, and cast their gaze upon the Lady of the Harbor, and she welcomes them with open arms. She says, sailed from Sweden and from France and Ireland, their earthly cares packed in their bags. They cast their gaze upon the Lady of the Harbor, and she welcomed them with open arms. She said, have a chance to learn its sweet refrain, or will we fall to our fears and turn our backs against the lady of the harbor. And she welcomes them with open arms. She says that my children here shine on, oh you lady of the harbor, shine on, oh you lady of the harbor, shine on, oh you lady of the harbor, oh you lady of the harbor. For the sailing lost out to sea, a song for the mother who always will grieve, a song for the soldier who lays down his life, a song for the woman who once was his wife. A song for the traveler down on his luck, a circus man plying his trade for a buck. A song for the child who's lost in the night. Though she's never seen stars, she still clings to their light. Going home. Going home. A song for the mistress who dares to believe, wiping the tears from her eyes with her sleeve. A song for the poet who runs out of time before she can finish her famous last. cold, and dreams of a life somewhere far from this hole. A song for the rebel who gave up the fight, haunted by guilt, cause he still knows he's right. Going home. Sing it with me, going home. Going home. A song for the lovers who never will meet, star-crossed and stumbling out on the street. Song for the preacher down on his knees, praying for answers he never quite sees. A song for the ones who run into the fire to put out the flames of this world on its fire. A song for the driver who runs out of road with nobody there to help shoulder the load. Going home. Jumper who takes a step back, a song for the wanderer home now at last, a song for redemption from sins of the past, a song for forgiveness that opens a door, a song for the good friends who gather once more, a song for the prisoner finally free, a song for the veil that is lifted, lifted, lifted.
I hope you've enjoyed this taste of Joe Jenks and will join us next month, December 20th, on the Folk Show Roadshow when we feature this intimate house concert. To hear past broadcasts of this and the regular weekend broadcast of the Folk Show, go to wpsu.org/folk. Every weekend, local hosts bring you a wide range of artists and styles on the Folk Show. You can hear the Folk Show Saturday afternoons from 1 to 5, and Sunday night from 10 to midnight, as well as on WPSU 3, Sunday afternoons from 1 to 3. To take us up to 9 o'clock in performance today, we listen back to Beppe Gambetta, featured on the Folk Show Roadshow in 2013. I'm Mel DeYoung. Thanks for listening this evening.